New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the Capital Region now checks 6 of the 7 criteria needed to begin reopening. But the Democrats' office says the region is not meeting the metric to show a sustained decline in daily hospital deaths from COVID-19. Albany County Executive Dan McCoy gave his daily briefing Tuesday morning with one good piece of news. No one died of coronavirus overnight. There are now 1,375 confirmed positive cases of COVID-19 in Albany County, an increase of 12 over the last 24 hours. The county death toll remains 61.
We have 913 people under mandatory quarantine. That's down by 66. And then we have 17 people that are precautionary quarantine, so which is all good. Good news. And we have 3,388 people have completed quarantine and 837 tested positive for the virus and have recovered. That's up 14 from yesterday, and we're up 94 people that came off of it. All good stuff. We have 31 people hospitalized with a hospitalization rate of 2.25. It's up a little bit from yesterday. Yesterday was 2.2. We still have 7 people in the ICU. That hasn't changed. And over the last 5 days, there has been an average of 19.6 new positive cases each day.
McCoy credits mobile testing and people complying with social distancing as factors in declining numbers.
Which tells me everyone's been listening, staying home.
In March, the New York State Health Department required nursing homes to accept recovering patients who were infected with COVID-19. That policy was changed this week.
We have a lot of nursing homes in our region, and of course, that's unfortunately ground zero. We've known that from the beginning. If you've seen what has gone overseas and downstate and across this nation, unfortunately, that's just has happened in nursing homes, and we're dealing with it the best that we can.
According to the Associated Press, more than 5,300 New Yorkers living in nursing homes have died of the virus. McCoy is appealing to the state to look past certain Capital Region statistics that are preventing it from starting to reopen.
Also looking at the hospitalization rates, I've talked to the governor's people in the control room about giving us the numbers, because Albany Med is not just a Capital District hospital, it's a region hospital. They have people from outside our region and so do other hospitals here. So that's something that has to be addressed too, because that shouldn't be held against us. Because on the earlier matrix, we met that requirement. Under the new matrix, we did not.
McCoy is a member of Governor Cuomo's Capital Region Control Room, dedicated to putting forward a plan that ensures the economy reopens quickly and safely. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.